Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed, how it turned out, it's only his grace. To lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again, just call on Jesus my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time.
Blessings by Grace Radio. We are so elated that you could be here with us today. It is Thursday, May 20th, 2021, and the doctor will be in tonight. We are so elated that you could be here with us as we dive into the Word of God tonight. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad there in Him. We want to thank you for joining us as we study God's Word and learn our destination on this journey we call life. This is our weekly Food for the Soul Bible Study section, and you are now entering into the Learner's Lounge for Bible thinkers who share a thirst for knowledge and understanding of God's Word and what we ought to know to better our lives, ourselves, and the people around us in our circle. So we're just grateful for tonight that you are here. Again, another Thursday night. We are elated to be back in the Actual Valley studio tonight so we can lift up the name of Jesus Christ and we can study his word. We can get an understanding. because in the Bible it does say my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Well, if we keep reading his word, we're going to have knowledge. We won't lack anything because God is going to lead us where he wants us to know, where he wants us to go for the destination, for learning about his word. That's what we're supposed to do. And Thursday night in the Learner's Lounge, you get to learn about something that's going to benefit you for now and to forever. So we are so elated and grateful for you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in, and he will be breaking down the word for you. That way you will get a greater understanding. So we appreciate you so much for listening in. As you always do every Thursday the night, we thank you. And don't forget on Wednesday the night, too, we're going to be praying for you. Every Wednesday the night, we're going to take your petitions and your prayers to the throne of grace every Wednesday night. Same time, same place you call in for yourself or somebody else, you will get the prayer request. All your testimony or words of encouragement, we'll take it all to the throne of grace. But tonight, you are now in the capable hands of the doctor in the Learner's Lounge for Learner's Lounge at Thursday. God bless you all.
God bless you in Radio Land. Amen tonight. Amen. Thursday night, amen. And we're going to bring you food for thought tonight. Thank God again, amen, for my announcement. Amen. Bring us on. And I hope, amen, that you understand her. Praise the Lord. God is blessing her to come back this way. We are just so grateful tonight. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of our life, and he is the bishop of our soul. God bless each of you in Radio Land tonight. This is a blessing to be able is to come to you with the word of God tonight. Amen. I pray that it encourages you, amen, to just run on a little bit further. Tonight we're going to get right into the word of God. Thank you for, amen, all of you that prayed on last night. Praise the Lord. Along with me, amen, for some of our people, amen, in Arizona, COVID-19, amen, here the family. And I just learned tonight, amen, that one of our brothers did not make it. So in your prayers tonight, just remember, amen, the Porter's family. Amen. We're going to the word of God tonight. And we're coming from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. And it reads and says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is becoming of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit, we wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Galatians 5 and 1 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Apostle Paul is letting us know tonight, we must keep on keeping on. Stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. If we hear the words of the Lord tonight, Jesus has set us free. And whosoever the Son set free, they are free indeed. We're not bound under the yoke. We are not bound by circumstance. The Lord has freed us to go into the world and to preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. We are free tonight, and only Jesus Christ can set us free. Whether we are male or female, Jesus is the one that frees us. Many times, amen, we find that men will keep us under bondage. Men will keep us under the law. But Christ comes to free us from being in bondage. That's male and female, and under the law. We are not under the law. Jesus came to fulfill the law. So the writer is letting us know tonight, where we stand personally, you got to stand with confidence. You got to know for yourself the Lord has set you free. No matter what I may tell you, you got to know it for yourself. God has set you free. And if the Lord himself can set you free, you don't let no man put you back under bondage. I want you to understand the scripture. Christ has set us free. Stand with consistently. You got to stand continuously in the word of God. The Lord is looking for believers tonight that will stand on his word. And knowing that you know only Jesus, church, but only Jesus has made you free. The Frederick Bible illustrates may be true to a legion, but the principle is true. We need to be able to stand through anything. The Christian who survived a decade with Christ, Christ has learned the lesson taught by Paul. Having done all to stand, and Ephesians 6 and 13, stand anyway. When you have stood all that you know how to stand, don't go backwards. Don't let nobody take you backwards. Stand on the word of God anyway. shake out a clear and a correct position and stand firm within that position are vital to the utmost victory in Christ Jesus. You know who done set you free. Now, why would you want to let somebody put you back under bondage? Mankind today is putting people back under bondage where the Lord has set them free. Standing requires a certain type of grit, a godly stubbornness. You got to, amen, have a godliness, stubbornness about yourself. Any and everybody, and I don't care who they are, they're not going to move me. I don't care what position they have, they're not going to move me. Because I know where the Lord has brought me from, and I'm going to stand. Christian life involves movement. It involves walking with the Lord. It also involves growing in Christ and running the race, fighting for God. However, the concept of standing for Jesus carries just as much weight. You got to stand. And do not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. The Lord himself set us free. When Jesus forgave a man for their sin, if a woman repent of their sin, he also forgive them of their sin. Anyone can jump for Jesus in a moment of excitement. But aged believers have learned to stand for the Lord through all the life ups and downs. Aged believers that have went through something, been tested for their faith, they can enjoy excitement. But when it comes down for standing for the truth, they're unremovable. Restless means more than just a goosebumps. Amen. It's more than being in Christ feeling goosebumps, feeling good. Believers who preserve accomplish more than an intended believer. Finish with more race than started. Paul says, stand fast. Stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free. Man didn't make us free, but Christ made us free. The Master has commanded us to keep on keeping on in the freedom he has given us through the Spirit. You are free in the Spirit. You are free to speak. The Spirit of God says unto you. Whether you're a man or a woman, there is neither male nor female in Christ Jesus. The Lord has set you free. The Lord owns your mouth. The Lord owns your mind. Man don't own your mind. Only Jesus owns your mind. Are you free tonight? My beloved sister, my beloved brothers, are you free? Are you free in the Lord tonight? Are you bound by tradition? Are you bound by circumstances? Standing requires a certain type of grit, a godly stubbornness. No matter what you may say to me, I know what the Lord, or where the Lord has delivered me from. Standing with confidence. The contents of Galatians 5 and 1, it focuses on overcoming oppression. We are overcomers. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. No matter how difficult the oppression is, we are overcomers. From those who challenge our faith. We got many out there that challenge your faith, but we are overcomers. A new believer. First, he's tested to stand. Is when he goes home to criticize friends and family. This is a new believer. Simply to meet, to see that fall is on stony ground. You see, every seed don't fall on good ground. Some seeds fall on stony ground. They're not rooted deeply in Christ. And people can come and criticize your life. And because you are not rooted deeply in Christ, they can make you doubt the faith. But you see, you got to be rooted in good ground. Many people lose their tenacious and they fall away under the under this kind of pressure. When people criticize young believers and tell them they don't have to do this or that, they fall under the pressure. But the Bible letting us know tonight, stand. Stand therefore in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And let us not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. Like a space shadow, it breaks free from the earth, gravity. It convinced people, extracts the energy to overcome their of his old life. Follow the initial thirst to answer the call of salvation. He must immediately determine to remain in proper relationship with Jesus. Like a spacecraft orbit the earth, a believer must continue to expand energy and maintain a correct speed and distance. His life revolves around God. Our life around God. Beyond mere intimidation, believers may face an outright persecution. Co-workers may ridicule them, or an employee may prevent their advancement in the company because of religious difference. But you got to stand anyway. You might be on the job. And because you are a Christian, You cannot let your guard down because you are being ridiculed or persecuted. They persecuted Jesus, and so shall they persecute us. In various parts of the world, high on physical persecution brings harm and death to those who stand for the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have brothers and sisters, amen, that be put to death because of their faith in Jesus Christ. But Paul is letting us know, stand. If that's what it takes, stand anyway. Jesus said, if you lose your life for my name's sake, then you'll find it again. But if you're going to try to keep your life, you're going to lose it. So it's better, amen, to stand for Jesus and lose your life than you trying to save your life. These believers continue to stand for the right, regardless of what the enemy launches against them. Are you standing for righteous, amen, in our society today? Regardless, amen, what the enemy is launching against you, are you standing for right? If you really know what's right, it is the law that has freed us, not man, not government, not our legislators. It's the law that freed us. Successful Christians have an anyways attitude. We got an anyways attitude. Anyway, it doesn't make no difference what amen is going on, but anyway, I'm going to continue to hold my faith in Jesus Christ. The last missionary, a non-threatman, told of a wealthy aunt who opposed her and her husband. They were called to Africa against the threat of disinheriting to stay in America. But they went away to do the will of God. They didn't think about the money. It may have been rightfully belonged to them, but they went away to do the will of God. We have to determine that no matter how strong life push us, we will have the fortitude to stand for God. No matter how hard life is pushing us to do something else, we must stand firm for truth. Sometimes disease comes. We have deception leaders. We must choose to live for God anyway. Even if we have, amen, disease come, and disease may take us out of here, we must live for God anyway. We have deception leaders that will make try to turn our faith, but you must live for the Lord anyway. Don't turn. Don't let no man deceive you. The word of God tell us. Many going to come in the latter days, and they're going to deceive many. But we must stand for truth. Joseph, he learned to live for God even when the promise of God seemed to overturn his plans and dreams. Joseph was a dreamer, the same brother who was supposed to bow to him, sold him into slavery. Young man Joseph held on to his faith. He held on to his integrity. We must have considered giving up once he became a slave in godless Egypt with no hope of seeing his father again. I know that was very depressing to that young man because he didn't know whether he was going to see his father again, but he held on to his dream. Even though the thoughts or temptation from a seducing woman, he refused to turn against the law. Joseph was a young man, a good-looking young man. Potiphar's wife tried to tempt him, tried to bribe him, but he had a dream. I'm not going to break my dream. I'm not going to stoop that low. And he went to prison. But God was with him right there in prison. Who seemed to have abandoned him. The situation worse when the woman attacked his character and called him or done the very thing he had mostly resisted. Her influential husband banded Joseph to prison. He continued to tell others about the God who spoke in a dream. He was standing fast on the word of God. While every believer wants a dramatic story of stumbling success like Joseph, few have committed to hold their grounds as he did no matter what happened. No matter what he went through, he held his ground. He didn't turn to the right or to the left. He stood still. Joseph learned to live for God, even when the promise of God seemed to overturn his plan and dream. He still learned to live for God. Are you tonight about to give up on something? If God can set you free, don't go back and be entangled with the things of life that you used to be in. Stand consistently. Be a consistently standing for Jesus. We do more than just stand against something. We must also stand for something. If we don't stand for something, we'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something. I believe in standing for righteousness in Jesus Christ. No matter what the price costs me, I believe in standing. We stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Christ has made us free. We're going to stand up for that. You tell me, amen, I can't preach the word of God. Christ has made us free. I feel the anointing of the Spirit of God come upon me and in my mouth, and you mean to tell me I can't preach the word of God? Christ has made us free. We stand out to share the joy and the love and the peace he has given us. We're peoples who will listen to the gospel message. It doesn't make a man no difference whether you're a man or a woman. Amen. If the Lord has set you free, you are free indeed. It is the Spirit of God that is leading us. There is only one, and God is that Spirit. And he is the one that set us all free. We stand in his power to become witness in our home. Whether you're a man or a woman, we stand in the power of Jesus to come to be a witness in home, our family, our neighborhood, and our whole city. We stand and let men and women know that the Lord has brought us out of darkness into this marvelous light. We stand to declare boldness, the truth of life in Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto all that believe. We stand boldly. Stand, young people, stand for that you know what is right. If the Spirit, if you've been born again and the Spirit of God move upon you, stand. Don't let no man tell you what God is not saying to you. Or no woman cannot deny others the opportunity to know the truth. Stand. Although sometimes it would be easy to stand apart from the message. If Satan couldn't make you stand apart from it, he would do that. No, but we're going to stand and do what Jesus said, because he's the one that liberated us. He's the one that set us free. This statement cannot be an occasional position. We take people who hear our testimony will expect us always to stand for that truth. Amen. If you're a righteous believer in Jesus and you've been living a life and people see that you have been living a life, they don't expect for you to live no lie. They will expect truth is to come out of your mouth. No matter what the consequence is, they looking for truth. Therefore, the scripture command that we stand consistently. No matter, amen, how difficult, how hard it is, stand anyway. A person witness to 10 years. A person witness to 10 years age may cross our path tomorrow, waiting to hear again about the faith he or she once ignored. Hopefully, we have held to the truth and not give up because of some kind of previous disappointment and rejection. There's somebody, amen, you may have crossed a path 10 years ago, but when they, amen, hear you again, they're expecting to hear truth. Some of us, amen, we're disappointed. We're fallen. We're not under the law. Many fail to keep standing for Jesus because they do not value his approval as much as they value the acceptance of others. They value the acceptance of others much more than they value the acceptance of Jesus. They think more of what other people say than what Jesus says. Other people can't save you. Only Jesus can save you. The new convert may start out well in his desire to serve the Lord, but her husband, he condemns shearing her willpower. He mocks her. You never do anything with me anymore. All you do is pray and read the Bible and talk to your holier-than-thou friend, church friend. That is when the devil, amen, got into your husband or your wife. They don't want to stand for truth no more. Now they're going to try to bring you down because you are praying, you are reading your Bible. But no matter what they do, stand anyway. But sometimes we can see, amen, he mocked her, you never do anything with me anymore. And she will yield to that fleshly spirit. All you do is pray. Read your Bible. And under the pressure, amen, and stop, and she'll stop going to church. And that's all the devil wants, amen, is for you to stop going to church. Now, amen. He don't want you to be with him as much as he thought you did. He just wanted you to stop and disobey the Lord. Another newborn babe in Christ think his co-worker will be excited as he is about his faith, and he shares his experience with anyone who will listen. Soon his boss scolds him. Why are you always talking about Jesus, that Bible, and church? Why are you on company time? I have heard that, amen, throughout my day in my time. Young people that have come back to me and says, my boss don't want me to say anything about Jesus. But the rapper can rap and can say anything he want about the world. Or the lesbian can talk about what they want. But when you talk about Jesus, the devil always going to try to stop you because he don't want you to stand. And Paul letting us know, out of all you understood, stand some more. Why are you always talking about Jesus? That Bible and that church, why are you on company time? Then a so-called friend exclaimed, you're going to pass a Friday night at my house for that? Give me a break. The final blow comes when the new Christian arrives home from work and his wife's gone. What do you expect? With your personal background, how can you expect God to ever use you? Stand up for Jesus. Stand up for Jesus. Those who allow negative opportunities for others to intimidate them will not stand for God very long. If you won't let negative opportunities and opinions, amen, and criticism to come against you, you won't stand for Jesus very long. They talk the negative about Jesus. And not only Jesus, every believer, amen, in the faith They done faced some negativity things. But those negativity things, amen, ought to strengthen us. Stand continuously. Both standing against rejection and standing for the truth come much easier than the third way of standing. Stand continuously. The scripture says we must stand strong. Paul told Timothy, be strong in Christ. God is not looking for no weak soldier, but he wants you to be strong in Jesus Christ. Be a good soldier. We are in the army of the Lord. God is looking for some strong soldiers. The scripture says, amen, we must stand strong so as not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Every hour must find us standing against the temptation of the enemy. Every hour. Because we are tested on every hand. But we got to stand strong against that enemy. The enemy don't want you to serve Jesus. It makes the enemy look bad when you serve Jesus. It makes your friend look bad when you serve Jesus. Because they know they're supposed to be. But the flesh, it constantly lowers us into the paths of sensual pleasure. The flesh, if you listen to your flesh and you be ruled by your flesh, you can't please the Lord. Paul says, there is no good thing in my flesh. My flesh, amen, is no good. We are not led by the flesh, but we are led by the Spirit of God. And if we are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. Glory be to his name. Our own carnal nature tireless to pull us into the indescribable evil. He tried to bring us into the, amen, indescribable evil. From gluttony to laziness unto drunkenness and to fornication. The desire of the old nature can cause us to trip. We must stand strong against these self-indulgent sins. Your own flesh will try to, amen, bring you down. Your own flesh don't love your spirit. Be strong, believer. Resist his own flesh, the nature, and stand for righteousness even when no one is looking. Don't, amen, just stand for righteousness when somebody is looking. Stand for righteousness when nobody is looking. Because the eyes of the Lord is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. If nobody else sees you, the Lord himself sees you. So, my beloved, I encourage you to stand fast in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. And we are free tonight, amen. Paul, amen, again, seemed to be concerned with, amen, believers being made free tonight. You are free in Christ Jesus. The world beautiful tries to sidetrack us from the foundation in Christ. The world is always trying to sidetrack us, trying to make us look toward the world and not toward the gospel of Jesus Christ. We see the gold, the good, and the gods of this world. We see them. We are not ignorant to the gold and the luxury and the lust of this world. We know it's out there. We feel the pull or their power, their prosperity. We feel it. Amen. We say it many times, amen. If we are not careful, amen, the writer say, my foot almost slipped. Sometimes prosperity by the wicked, amen, will get to you. But I dare you to keep singing, giving God some praise. Stay in the house of the Lord. Many turn aside from the faith to cheat after the hopeless gain of more money, bags, and nice things. Amen. Many, many cheat for money. Remember, money is the love. Money is the root. The love of money is the root of evil. So, amen. Listen, money is good. Money is the answer to all things. But let me tell you something. Salvation is above money. The goodness of God is above all of that. However, those who stand fast in the contents of godliness will avoid being entangled in the web of grief. If you stand fast, amen, you're going to avoid being entangled again. You ain't going to go back out there. The Lord will provide for you. He said he will supply your every need. I am a witness. God will survive, and he will supply your every need with his riches and glory. The strong believers resist his own flesh nature and stand for righteousness even when no one is looking. Hallelujah. It's just in you. You want to do right. You got that righteous spirit now in you. No matter whether anybody encouraging you or they're looking or not, you just want to do what's right. Self-righteousness, on the other hand, will cause us to rely on ourselves rather than rely on Christ. Self-righteousness. Or make you, amen, rely on yourself, not on Jesus Christ. Some people stand on their own ability, their college degree, their accomplishment, and so on. Paul reminds us that we have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. Instead, he says, I counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Paul said, I count all things loss just to gain the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You have this world, but just give me the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You have all the wealth, but give me the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And having my own righteousness. Philippians 3:8-9, pride of scourge. God glory as we place confidence in our own standing instead or continue to humble ourselves before Jesus Christ. Listen, my brothers and sisters, the Lord wants you to be humble. He will supply your every need. We should be constantly aware that our strength to stand come from Jesus and not from our own self. It's not you, Donnie. It's not your education. Not your Ph.D. degree, not your doctor's, but it is through Jesus. A child of God is carnal nature to the Spirit of God and be willing to sit out the fight. We must determine that no matter when or where we meet temptation, the steadfast Spirit of God can tame unruly flesh. So no matter where you meet temptation at, you might be by yourself in some kind of corner, but if temptation is there, the Spirit of God will help you to overcome that temptation. You can't tempt God with evil. If you do something wrong, you can't lay it on God. You did it because you wanted to do it. We should be constantly aware that our strength to stand comes from God, Jesus, and not ourselves. That's where our strength comes from. It's from Jesus Christ and not ourselves. Likewise, amen, the devil desires. He desires us to take a shortcut. He always wants us to take a shortcut. But there is no shortcut in Jesus. Stand in the liberty wherein Christ has set you free. And whosoever the Son set free, they are free indeed. God bless you. This is Dr. Moore saying, may the Lord richly bless you. Man didn't set you free. Amen. Jesus done set you free. Go with God. Amen. And give him the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.